Alright, welcome back to Stream of Consciousness. I am Joey the Maverick Stout, and this is Joel Loosewire Cox. So what are we talking about today, Joel?
How about this? I think we should play a quick game.
Alright, I'm in. I like it.
We'll do some word association.
Okay.
I'll say a random word. You'll say the first word comes to your mind.
Are you secretly therapizing me? Is that a word? Therapidating?
No.
Therapalizing.
And then you're going to do the same to me.
Therapizing. You're therapying me.
Actually, it would be even more interesting. I'll say a random word. You say a random word. What comes to your mind, you say that. And I'll think of a word that comes after that.
Oh, okay.
So, want to do 10 and see how bad this goes?
All right. Let's find out.
Okay. Aardvark.
Peanut butter.
Skippy.
Oh, crap. That could bring back the peanut butter. Squirrel.
Flying.
Plane.
Airplane.
I said plane.
Well, I said airplane, though.
Oh, well, that's a bunch of crap. Okay. Tank engine.
Gustav.
Bad guy.
Hans Gruber.
Oh, damn it. Yippee-ki-yay.
Bruce Willis.
Brokeback Mountain. He was in that.
I wish I could quit you.
Oh, God, I hope that was 10.
Oh. Sure. That's 10.
Good, because I didn't want to have to say man love. Was that really 10? That probably was nowhere near 10.
Who cares?
It felt like so much more. That took a really awkward direction. We should get more shit, more games to play. Why don't we do that more often?
Well, we'll try that maybe next time.
Right. All right. So what's new and happening?
Let's see. Well, May will be upon us soon. They know we can record these a bunch of the time.
Yeah, we're ahead of the game.
Yeah. So
the warm weather is finally here.
Yeah, the warm weather is here.
It is.
So I found a great new field to fly my drones in. As I mentioned in previous episodes, I lost my drone. And hopefully by the time this episode airs, I will find it.
If not, we're calling out an APB. Anybody in the Pittsburgh area that finds any drone at all.
Not any.
Any drone at all.
I've got a picture, and I'll post it on the
If you find a drone, it's Joel's. Return it to sender. You make sure you get that drone back to Joel, and if it's not his, then he'll find out who it belongs to. There you go.
So, my biggest problem with flying is...
What area were you in when you lost this drone, by the way?
There's a field... Like, not even 5 minutes from this house.
So, like, near Etna.
Yeah.
Well, this is Sharpsburg.
Shaler,
okay.
So, I usually go to, like, there's a park by my house within 5 minutes of driving. It was awesome. Until soccer season comes. And then all the kids are there playing soccer.
Uh-huh.
So I can't fly my drone. So there's another place about 50 minutes from my house I can fly. And that field's not always used. But when that field's used, there's another, like, wooded area I can use. But I'm not that great of a pilot yet, so flying in areas like that's kind of crap. So, for my birthday, I built a drone, as I mentioned in previous episodes, and I went to fly it. And I was trying to find somewhere to fly, because every place I wanted to go was busy. And then I remembered this field that I found a couple years prior by my house. So I grabbed my bag, because it might have a camel pack that I could fit everything into, because I'm now flying the micro drones, which are very small.
Okay.
So I can fit to my two drones in my pack. My batteries, my controller, goggles, everything. So I hiked down to this little field. I'm like, this is awesome. There's nobody here. So I started flying around, and I lost it. This park is beautiful. Like, I guess it's a soccer field, and there's, like, one of those, like, batting cage thingies for kids who play softball, kickball, whatever, when they have that cage in the corner and they have the diamond. But it doesn't seem like it's in use. So I've been spending a lot of time down there looking for my drone in the woods.
And this is like I've lost golf balls before. Like, I don't golf often, but I've lost golf balls. Mm. But I imagine how a drone's so much bigger. Like,
not,
how do you
not lose this a drone? One? This one's slightly bigger than a golf ball.
This is like a tiny drone.
Yeah.
It's like a mini drone.
Mm-hmm.
You need like something like on it that you can like you just press a button and it'll go.
It's got a. Well, that's the thing. It has a beeper.
Do you think the battery's still good? Like, if we went down there,
no, the battery shot.
Okay, so you can't.
I think the battery got ejected.
And here, oh,
because I have a beeper on it. So whenever I do crash, I flip the switch and it goes beep 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 beep, and I'll go find it. And I spent 10 minutes the one night trying to find it. It didn't crash where I thought it did. But I found it eventually because I heard the beeping. Because I kept walking around the field till I heard it. Well, when I crashed that night, I saw the video, and the video died. So I know I hit the ground, but then I lost video signal, so I figured maybe the antenna got covered. But I think what happened is when I crashed, the battery got ejected, and that's why I can't find it.
You know what you need to do? You need to cover these in, like, glow-in-the-dark paint.
Actually, my buddy told me after I crashed that when they're that small, they should be bright neon orange.
That, there you go.
I'm like, where were you a week ago when I built this thing?
Well, now you know moving
and forward. His smart ass response remark, I was sitting at home.
He's what?
I was sitting at home. So this is the same guy.
Coming up with this genius idea in even case better. I lose one.
I love this guy because he's hilarious. And he's a smart ass like I am. So we went down to Bedford to visit Tara's nephew for his birthday. And we were supposed to meet up with some people for breakfast, and that fell through. But I messaged him, like, midnight that night before. So, like, 6:30 in the morning, he's like, wake up, slacker. I'm like, I've been awake since 6 o'clock. He goes, at 6 o'clock, I was at work. What are you doing? I'm like, rolling out of bed.
I was at home.
I'm like, I'm going to Bedford. And I'm going to, we're going to do breakfast. He goes, oh, there's a place that has these awesome Belgian waffles. So he sends me a link to this place. I'm like, okay. So I thought the terrace, oh, I know where that place is. So I go, okay, cool. We're going to go there for breakfast and get a Belgian waffle. So we're driving to Bedford, 2-hour drive. We get to the place, I get the menu, I'm looking through the menu, I can't find any waffles. They don't serve waffles here.
What?
So I text him like, hey, and I, explosive.
Yeah.
There's no waffles
use
here.
Some friendly words.
Yes. He goes, oh, they had waffles there about 20 years ago.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
No, he said about he said about 30. That's what
used to be an IHOP.
He's like, it was 30 years ago. I'm like, you were 10. Could you even spell waffle back then? And he's like, yeah.
Was a wonderful place in my childhood.
It was just hilarious. Like, I never... He's like, oh, they had great waffles. 30 years ago.
This is after a 2-hour drive, you found out they don't have waffles.
Yeah, I'm glad we were on our way there, because, you know...
Because otherwise you'd have had to kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I was just talking to somebody about... Chicken and waffles comes up in conversation too often with me. I don't know why it always...
This has been things in college because of Dan. Dan Hockenberry, this is your fault.
You know, when Dan used to talk about chicken and waffles all the time too, and I thought he was a lunatic.
I did too.
I never understood. And he, like, dude, this is back in like 2000-ish. And it's like
98, 99. It started in 97. For you, it started in 98.
Yeah. But he would go on about chicken and waffles. And uh-huh. What was the place up by his place? By where he lives?
Juniata County.
Yep. Roscoe's. Was it Roscoe's chicken and waffles?
Roscoe's, I think, is in California.
No. Okay. Well, maybe that's what it was. But there was the chicken and waffle place. And I was like, that just sounds disgusting. There's nothing about chicken and waffles that really appeals to me. Because...
But, if you remember...
What?
The night before my wedding... We were walking around Vegas.
Oh, no, I remember that. I remember chicken and waffles in Vegas.
And then I can't remember the place now, but we went to that place and we got chicken and waffles that night.
I think it was just called chicken and waffles. Like, I don't think there was a name of the place. It was just, like,
no,
chicken
and waffles. No, it had a weird name.
But we did, and that was actually the first time I ever had it, and they were really good. It was, like, it's such an odd combination. Like, how high do you have to be to go, man, I really want some chicken, but I also want breakfast food. So, like... Can I have both? Like, you have to be super stoned.
It wasn't Lolo's chicken and waffles.
No, it was not Lolo. No, it wasn't Lolo's. Let's not plug them. I don't know what their food tastes like. They might be garbage. But what was that one? All right, so we got our chicken and waffles and everything. But I was just talking about that the other day with somebody, too, about the chicken and waffles. It comes up in a lot in conversation with me anymore. Like, is it really that big of a thing, or is that just, like, one of those, like...
It's apparently a big thing.
But is it really, or is it just like, you know, like what, like when you buy a car, all of a sudden you start seeing that car everywhere, everybody owns one kind of thing? Like, I think that's what it is. I think, like, I'm just obsessed with chicken and waffles.
Well, here's the thing. Don't go to Lolo's Chicken and Waffles, because on this list of 15 places, it's number 10.
Yeah, but the other 9 might be amazing. So maybe it's just also really good, but not as amazing as all of the other elegant chicken and waffle places.
Well, for those that... home, I'm now going on a Google map search for this chicken waffle place in Las Vegas.
Where was it? Oh, I was so drunk.
I know where it is.
Like, I remember it was in Vegas.
It was next to the New York, New York.
So the chicken and waffle place next to New York, New York.
And I'm going to find this place as we talk about this.
Yeah, I was never sober throughout Vegas, so I don't remember how any of that worked out or if it was. Everything tasted delicious whenever you're in Vegas.
But as you're talking about chicken and waffles, like, I didn't know it was a thing until Dan. and I never saw anybody had it. And then all of a sudden, Tara and I were dating. She goes, you know, I want to try chicken and waffles. I'm like, Dan! Dan!
Damn you to hell, Hawk and Maddie.
Don't I have a chicken and waffles t-shirt? It's yellow or orange? I think I do.
You have a Lost Polo shirt or something,
keep
right?
Talking. I'm going to go find this t-shirt. You fill in the gaps.
All right, I'll talk about it. What am I going to talk about? You gotta do your thing. I'll think about something to talk about here. Because here's the thing is, hello, folks at home. Welcome to the Joe Hour. Sit back, relax, enjoy. We meditate to the sultry sound of my voice. But here's the thing. Vegas was one of the coolest times I ever had in my life. And aside from the food, the just the atmosphere and all of the tons of things you can do there are just amazing. And there's like, you can't turn a corner without finding something to do in Vegas. Like, Vegas is just jam-packed with all kinds of crazy cool things. And it's not just like, I always thought it was gambling, and I don't gamble not because I have an addiction or I'm worried about losing the money. Like, that's not it. It's I don't gamble because I'm worried I would win, not like $20 win. Like, I'd just buy a pizza and eat it myself. People in the pizza shop would be like, hey, that guy's sitting out there in his car eating a piece of pizza. And they're like, did he break down? No, I didn't break down. I'm just enjoying an extra large bacon chicken ranchero all by myself. Like, wants to want a scratch off or something. Like, the what I'm worried about is hitting the lottery for like $50 million. The reason that scares me is because I'm one of those guys, like, every guy has been sitting around with his friends and played that would you do it for $1 million game, that whole, you know, that game where you're like, would you jerk off a goat for $1 million? You're like, no, I wouldn't jerk off a goat. Well, would you do it for $1 million? I'm like, well, yeah, for $1 million you tug a goat, why not? Absolutely, for $1 million you would. But like, people aren't going to believe I won the lottery. As it turns out, the odds of winning the lottery are like the exact same as winning the lottery. Like, that's the phrase people use whenever they say something could never happen. Like, I want a BJ from Emma Stone. You got better odds of winning the lottery. Like, that's what winning the lottery is. Like, it's gambling in the lottery. That to me, like, I'm terrified that I'm going to win, and then people are going to, they're not going to believe I won that money. They're not going to say it to my face. But let's be honest, I have $50 million. I'm not hanging out with those people anymore. Those guys are a-holes. I'm not going to spend time with that. I got money now. I'm going to do my own thing. But as soon as I move into my new mansion, they're going to be a question of where the money came from. They're like, remember that time that Joe said that he would butt pound a senior citizen for $1 million? And now I've got 50 million of them. I've got $50 million. Their people aren't going to, they're not going to buy this. That's why I don't want to win the lottery. I'm terrified of the money that I might get. What does your shirt say?
My shirt, this is actually going to be for Dan, but... So, story. Dan and I went to college together. First friend ever made in college.
Can we just take a second to I just rambled on butt pound a senior citizen? Like, that's... I just want to say that that's not something I would do. Not even for $1 million. I just want to be clear, just in case I do win the lottery. Like, I don't want people spreading that rumor about me. Okay? I'm not touching any... I'm not molesting any old people. Or no 50 Shades of Grey hair going on. Because that's creepy. I just wanted to cover that. Because that was kind of residual in my head.
I actually did post that on the internet already that Joe's done that.
I can prove I didn't because I don't have any money.
So anyway, Joe and I met after I met Dan.
Hard left turn back here now. I'm sorry. I really pulled us off course there. We went from chicken and waffles, and now we want to just go back to the t-shirt. But
so Dan and I, like, we hung out all the time. So Dan actually dropped out after you did, I think.
Did he drop out, or he just transferred schools?
I think he dropped out.
Okay.
Well, Dan, if you want to rectify this, you can write us in, and we'll get it in them.
No, it's okay. Dan Hockenberry is a dropout.
Yes, dropout. And a horrible, horrible person. Only way to clear your name, Dan, is to write in or make a comment.
Or come on the show.
We can make this all go away. So anyway, one day, Dan used to come in once a month to visit. So I think it was for his birthday, he was supposed to come into town. So I bought this t-shirt. It says, Bubba's Chicken Waffles, the original $1. $1 a cluck. American Eagle, Southern Style. Grab a bowl for your soul.
Grab a bowl for your soul.
So Dan didn't show up for some reason that day. And that was really upset Dan for a while. But I got over it.
So you haven't seen Dan since then? You've been hanging on to his shirt for him since then? Or did you see him and go, you know what, screw you. You didn't show up.
No, that shirt's mine now. That shirt's been mine. But the point is, he's the reason I know about chicken and waffles. And the name of the restaurant we went to was called Bruxy. Now, they claim they're the original fried chicken and waffle sandwich.
This is not the place we were in Vegas.
Yeah, this is the place in Vegas.
Vegas was the original chicken and waffles?
That's what they claim. I don't know if this is true or not. But Bruxy, like I said, it was right behind Shake Shack.
By New York, New York.
Yeah, it's between Shake Shack and Beer House. So, if you find New York, New York, go to the corner, look for the Shake Shack, go behind the Shake Shack, and you will find it.
All right. And it was good food. It was real good food.
It was amazing.
And there was all the food in Vegas was awesome.
Yeah.
We talk about Vegas way too much.
We don't talk about it enough.
We need to go back to Vegas.
Actually, my coworker, she just went on vacation to Vegas.
Yeah?
She left Monday night and came back yesterday, actually.
Right now, they are... One of the radio stations advertised that they're giving away tickets to go see Bruno Mars somewhere in Vegas. And we can apply for it. And I can't remember what the radio station was. And I don't want to say it on this because then everybody will apply for it. We need to, after the show, we need to put in our names to win tickets to Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Because not only would I love to go back to Vegas, I want to see Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Because Bruno Mars is awesome.
So, like, she's telling me how she wasn't that big a fan of Vegas. I'm like, you didn't do it right.
I've met my sister-in-law is another person who says she didn't love Vegas. Like, she went and stayed, like, off the strip in Vegas. And that's, I think anybody who stays off the strip, you didn't go to Vegas. That's like, you went to where Vegas is kept.
Yeah.
That's like going, I didn't really enjoy the zoo. And you're like, really? What did you think about the lions? They're like, oh no, we just went to the parking lot. We went to the parking lot and looked at the zoo. We didn't really actually go in the zoo. Like, that's not, if you don't go to the strip in Vegas, you didn't go to Vegas.
Yeah. Well, my thing is, like, I was telling her, I'm like, oh, here's what you need to do. She wanted to go hiking. So her and her friend went to Red Rock Canyon and did a 5-mile hike through there. So I told her to get a camel pack. I told her to get a battery for phone. Got her all set up. So she went out and goes, this is amazing. Vegas is now my favorite place to go. I'm like, I told you this.
Yeah.
Because they went to Vegas. They went to Hoover Dam. They did the big dam tour, which we didn't get to do because we didn't have time.
No, we should do that next time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first time we wanted to see the Hoover Dam, but we didn't have time for an actual tour. Because we made the mistake of scheduling all the stuff at night. So, like, we only had, like, a 4 or 5 hour window to do stuff and then had to get back and get ready to do what we were doing that night.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why this time we went to Vegas. We didn't schedule anything. We just...
You didn't schedule anything.
Yeah.
We had... Because it was since we kind of planned out some stuff for... It was kind of like one big bachelor party for you. It was really what it was. We had certain things that we knew we wanted to do, but there wasn't necessarily things that we were like on a schedule for the most part.
Yeah.
The dune buggies we had scheduled out, and I want to say the zip line.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I lie. Actually, I didn't schedule the zip line until we were in Vegas. I went on my phone and scheduled that like last minute because I didn't know there was a lot of – we had a lot of people, and juggling around everybody's schedule was kind of complicated. So, but that's the way to do Vegas. There's so much stuff to do.
You do have
to plan some things ahead of time.
The things that need planned, you do that. But if you don't plan it, don't do it.
No, you got to get a lot of time in between.
Because the day we did the zip lining, I remember it was like 4 o'clock and we were at
– I can't remember where
we were. I'm sorry. 3 o'clock. We were at Circus.
Okay.
And we're going through the stuff. I'm like, okay, we want to get over to the Luxor, get those big drinks.
Oh, yeah.
And then by 4 o'clock...
No, we weren't at Circus.
Wasn't it Circus?
No, we weren't.
Excalibur, I'm sorry.
Yes, we were at Excalibur.
So by 4 o'clock, we got the drink, and then we got dinner. It was 5 o'clock. I'm like, we got 2 hours. We have to get to Excalibur. We have to then get all the way back to the apartment, to my hotel, get the keys to the car, and then go get the car, and then go out. And, like, I tried. I was half an hour off. But it took us 2 hours to get food to getting to your hotel room, getting yourself to get ready, getting all the way back to Aria.
Aria.
Which, don't stay at the Aria, folks.
Really?
No.
I thought you liked it a lot.
No. I liked the Vidara a lot. The Vidara we went to the year before, the last time we went to Vegas.
Okay, I didn't
see Aria, everything was broken, I felt like.
Really?
Yeah, like,
your view was unbelievable.
The view was amazing, but, like, for example, the first night there, I wanted to go downstairs, because I wanted to get something, hit the button, didn't light up. Then I realized I had to hold the button in for, like, 30 seconds, and then it decided to come on. There's all these little things that were broke at the Aria that kind of pissed me off. The Vidara is, like, the perfect first sister. Like, she does everything, she gets straight A's. The Vidara is like the horrible sister. Like, everyone looks at, like, why can't you be like the Vidara? Why can't, look at the Aria. The Aria's broken, this is not.
But Hard Rock is like the slutty sister, so I think next time we're going to stay there. When you go to Vegas, you got to know what type of person you are. Like, when you have to decide where you want to stay based on who you are as a person. Like, you can't just walk into you don't want to stay at the nicest hotel necessarily. I don't want to stay at the nicest hotel. If somebody said, hey, we have this free tickets to either this hotel or that, to like one of the high end ones. I want to stay at one of the lower end ones because some of those are just, they're closer to the things that I like to do and they are more like the way that I want to be. I don't need a great view. I spent hardly any time in the room at all. Like, I want to be close to where all the party is and where all like the crazy people are. I don't need to be on the fancy side. I don't need to see all like the really cool sights. Like, yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff no matter where you go in Vegas. Everything looks awesome, but you don't have to be at the higher end hotel if you're not that type of person. Mm-hmm. But if you're the type of person that you kind of want to go and you're going to do some casino time and maybe you're with your girlfriend or your wife and she wants to do some shopping, then you want to go like maybe a little further in on the strip. So it just depends on how you want to spend your time and what you want to do.
Well, for me, like, I'd never let her do a look because she's in Vegas more than I did. So I let her pick out the hotels because she's had more experience.
Well, she wanted to stay somewhere nice because it was your wedding.
Well, I'm not just saying, I'm seeing the previous times too. Like, we stayed at Caesars, we stayed at the Vidara. And, like, I gotta admit, all the views are amazing. And the first thing I do now when I go to on vacation to, like, someplace like Vegas, I walk in the room, I take pictures of the hotel room, and then I take pictures of the bathroom so I can look back and go, wow, I stayed there. And then I take a picture of the view out because usually we don't get there during the day, we get there at night. And I have some really nice shots of Vegas.
Yeah. Well, Vegas is beautiful day or night.
But, like, there's something magical about looking out a hotel room, looking at Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. It, like, our room, I loved our view. Like, when we walked into our room, I think we were on, like, the 18th floor or something. Mm-hmm. Like, we weren't, like, monstrously up there, but we were pretty high up there.
To be honest, I think the higher, the better.
I like a higher floor just because the view is cool. But we spent no time up there. Like, our view was awesome, and I was like, this is the best view in Vegas, until we went to your room, and I was like, oh, you pressed a button and the blinds opened up. Yeah. And then it was like, oh, I guess I'm wrong.
I felt like Tony. Corrected. You know what? I felt like Tony Stark when I walked in the room and I had to open stuff and turn things
on. You got to say that, though, because you had some problems with things not working too well. But the way that it was set up, and if things did work, like, maybe you just got one bum room or whatever. Yeah. But the way that they had it, like, you had an iPad that did everything in the room. Yeah. Like, you pushed a button, the blinds opened up, and the TV turned on. You control
everything. Now they're putting Amazon Echoes in some of those rooms, in some of the hotels.
Okay. That's so you can ask Google stuff. Mm-hmm. Is Echo the?
Amazon.
What's the person to talk to? Alexa.
Yeah.
Did you see the commercial? I guess the Burger
King. I did not. I heard.
We gotta talk about this.
All my podcasts talked about this.
Okay. First of all, I don't have anything in my house that responds to it except for we have the Fire Stick, which I can't find the remote control for, and you have to press and hold that button before you can ask it. Yeah. But if you have like that Echo, or if you have like, and so basically anybody doesn't know what we're talking about here is. Burger King, I think it was. Burger King had a commercial that they played where the guy came on and he said, what did he say? Alexa, what's a Whopper? Or Siri, what's a Whopper? Whatever, whoever he says. And then everybody who owned the Echo or the whatever in their home, it started then telling them what a Whopper was. And that was their whole scheme. Was like they did like a 10-second commercial where the guy goes, what's a Whopper? And then everybody in America who owns this thing was irritated by this. Now they're
But here's the best thing. That reached from Wikipedia. So people realize this. And what they did is they went and edited Wikipedia and started making it say all these crazy things.
People got their vengeance on it. Yeah. Because people edited Wiki and then or Wikipedia, and then also the whatever the Siri people went on and adjusted it so that it wouldn't do that. Like, they took that command out of their system, so it wouldn't work anymore. But that's kind of, I think the big thing was, at what point does it stop? Like, are other companies going to start doing this and then taking advantage of that? And then how long before they hijack our homes to force feed us their commercial, their propaganda into our face?
The one argument is, you can't change Alexa. It always has to be Alexa. So other places, people are like, why can't you change the name? Like, I want mine to say, hey.
Jarvis. Everybody wants theirs to say, I want to talk to Jarvis so bad. I don't want to talk to Alexa or Siri or anything. I want to talk to Jarvis.
I want to talk to Sasha.
You went sultry. I went sweet. My niece's name is Alexa. So, like, for like my sister, she doesn't want that thing because, and I know that that's, she's one scenario out there. But why wouldn't they pick a name that was like totally off the wall? Awesome.
Alexa, clean your room. I will not clean my room.
It would be yelling back at my sister. She'd be like, "No, you're a bitch." I hope my sister might call her kids a bitch. I don't know if she does. Can we say bitch on our show? I'm not going to say it again then. Unless I want to. But that's one situation where that wouldn't work. But it's the whole idea of, like, that Burger King had the audacity to do that. Like, that's not just like, that almost feels like an invasion of your privacy to me. Like, that's like, you came into my home and hijacked my equipment. Like, if I came home and my computer automatically popped up some website for whatever, for like Amazon or something like that, like, I'd be like, who is touching my computer? Like, you can't do that. That's my thing. You can't go on. Don't mess with my stuff. And that's basically what Burger King did. But the best part of that is, yes, the people got then, everybody went on and started editing the Wikipedia description of it and all this crazy stuff that ensued. So then I think that kind of was like a big middle finger back at Burger King, kind of like, how dare you do this to us? Because, ha ha ha, we'll get you back, type of thing. That was like the big news. That, and then the whole now... So everybody's heard about the whole United Airlines, the guy who, which was he actually a doctor? Have yes. you heard he was legitimately a doctor? Because I heard he maybe was not. Like, he was claiming to be.
No, he's
wasn't
a doctor. But so he lost his license for a little bit.
He lost his license?
Yeah. There's some scandal. There's some scandal. They dug some dirt up on him, but he's not that bad of a guy.
I mean, but he got dragged off a plane and beat the crap out of. I don't think that. I mean, okay, maybe they found something. I don't know what they dug up on the guy. Mm-hmm. But the point is he got dragged off a plane and got the crap beat out of him. Mm-hmm. Like, they knocked the snot out of this dude because he didn't want to give up his seat. Like, they were like, they overbooked the flight, and then they offered people money. Which, first of all, I can't believe a whole plane full of people, they offered them, and nobody would take the cash to be rescheduled another flight later. Like, they were offering a good chunk of change.
It was
like,
$800.
Was it 800? Even so, $800, I'll fly the next 2 hours, an hour, 6 hours, the next day. For $800, I can get a hotel room and fly for free and still have enough money left over. Like, that's not a small bit of change. But regardless, whatever. So people didn't want to give up their seats, and this guy got there. Well, now there's a lady claiming, what was it? She got dragged off of, something happened with her too, where she made this big whole issue, but it wasn't United, it was American Airlines or something, that they had an issue with a lady that was supposed to be taken off a plane, and she threw a fit, and then she started bawling her eyes out, and she was just really overwhelming. And I think that people were trying to take advantage of that whole, now is a good time to hate the airlines.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is just, it's bad business, man. Like you want to fly on a plane, like, whatever happened to just being decent people? You want to get from point A to point B. It's going to get to the point where the airlines are going to have to start protecting themselves, and then they're going to have to be defending them to not take lawsuits against themselves at a certain point. So I think if I'm on a plane and I see somebody over it, now the guy got pulled off the plane, he was justified. But if you're on a plane and you see somebody overreacting to being asked or escorted off the plane for whatever reason, punch that guy in the face so that the flight attendants don't have to do it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. They could have handled that a little bit better.
Well, the United Airlines, they were wrong. They were supremely wrong.
Yeah, what I'm saying is it was also not just the United Airlines. It was also the cops, the people they had to do it. That's... Who else was also playing?
Okay, so you can't hold all of it against United Airlines. Yeah. But
like, it was their policy, but that cop kind of beat the crap out of that guy for
nothing. Oh, absolutely. They tried to pull him out of his seat. They said that he bumped his head while getting it. They slammed him up against that chair, the arm rack or whatever, the arm rest. Like, they definitely tore that guy up a bit. Like, that's insane. And here's the thing. They did it in front of everybody else on the plane. They weren't, like, secret about it. They weren't like, excuse me, sir, step over here, and then beat the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they did it. They were with everybody watching them. They tore this guy up. So that's... But next time, drive. I mean, I'm flying to Vegas. I'll still fly to Vegas. I'll fly to Vegas even if they bust my... if they break my face off of the arm rail. I'm still going to Vegas. I'll sue them so that I can then stay in Vegas longer. That's how I'm going to work it. I think we're rolling around to that time.
Yeah, we are.
So we'd like to thank everybody again for joining us here on streamofconsciousnesspodcast.com. And we'll see you next time. Remember to like us on Facebook and Twitter and Google Play and all the other crap. All right. Bye, everybody.
Later.